Church, today is the day of Pentecost. We are happy that you are here with us in the house of our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. The order of service is printed before you. We're using divine service setting number 3 today. The hymns are found in the hymnal before you as well. We have two great opportunities to celebrate our Lord's grace today. First is the baptism of Bella Grace Lugo, which will happen at the beginning of the service. We would at that time ask you to turn to page 268 immediately after the opening hymn for the rite of baptism. And then we have the rite of confirmation today for Josh Tiffany, Carolyn Schaff, and Lily Smith. And we will point you to the appropriate place for that as well in this morning's service. We pray the Lord's richest blessings as he comes to us with his word and his grace. Let us please rise as we sing hymn 905. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify you, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Please be in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. For three youth in the congregation today, there is a huge sigh of relief. They have spent many Friday afternoons in my office having to listen to me, having to listen to the scriptures and the small catechism. And of course today, what everybody thinks today is all about is graduation, aka confirmation. And the sad reality is that soon after most people are confirmed in the Christian faith, especially at this age, we stop seeing these people show up to church. Don't do that. All right. I know one particular who will be coming to church. But nonetheless, this is how we view things today. That once we get instructed, once we learn about all of these things, once we are confirmed and finally come to the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at the altar, there's been a rite of passage somehow, a rite of confirmation. Somehow a huge milestone is accomplished in life. But in my over 16 years of being a pastor, quite frankly, it's when I say farewell to most of my confirmands. It's sad. But the reality is this, that what you will hear these kids say today and what you just saw a few moments ago at the baptism of little Bella shows for us today that the mighty works of God are being done in our midst. And the reality is that on a day and an occasion like this, we have to be starkly reminded that being a Christian is not safe. It's not safe or popular to be a Christian today. It's good, it's righteous and holy, but it's never safe. You saw with Bella's baptism today, this wonderful thing happening to her. Her sins are washed away. She's given the gift of the Holy Spirit. But Luther says that as soon as Bella comes out of those waters of baptism, just like it is with you and me, the devil paints a target on our back to point his fiery arrows at us. We rejoice for Bella and her new life in Christ today, but her baptism doesn't mean that she's safe in the world, safe from the devil, safe from death, safe from God's wrath. She's safe in Christ, but this does not now mean that her life in this world will get any better. In a few short moments, these three youths will come forward here, and they will confess by the power of the Holy Spirit what happened in their baptism. They will confess the Christian faith publicly in their confirmation, and the biggest thing that I can tell the three of them is that it is not safe to be a Christian. Great! Way to be the motivator, Pastor. Thanks for the encouragement, Pastor. Thanks for giving them the support and the positive outlook. But just because it's not safe or popular to do what they say today doesn't mean that it's not good. It's always good. Hear again what Jesus says. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. We could point out to you today that the Holy Spirit isn't safe because he is the one who bears witness concerning Jesus. The Greek word there for bearing witness is martyreo. It's where we get the word for martyrdom. And think of all the martyrs who've gone on before us confessing the mighty works of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. Think of today, outside of our country, outside of our little community, that throughout the world there are people who are dying, literally to show up at a place like this and to receive the mighty works of God, dying for their confession of Jesus' death and resurrection for them. Christianity is so illegal in so many countries, and yet many people are dying for the sake of living in Christ. When will we see another video of Christians being slaughtered, Christians being executed? And yet in many ways for us in our country, this is an option on Sunday morning. And even when Christians are not dying, they are certainly under attack. Even in our own state, we see Christians being threatened with lawsuits or angry mobs shaming Christians in general. It's certainly not popular to be a follower of Christ. And the whole goal is to silence you. Yes, you and me, the dear baptized who would bear witness concerning Jesus. They aim to silence you by the best means possible. And Jesus does acknowledge that today in our text. He tells us all throughout the Scriptures, they will put you out of the synagogues, the places where the people gather. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is offering a service to God. As dangerous as being a witness or a martyr is, and it certainly is without a doubt dangerous, that isn't the most dangerous part of confessing faith in Christ. Where we lose all safety in the world is where Jesus says to us today some words that should wake us up. He will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. The word convict there really should be translated bring to light, expose, or actually make known to everyone. In other words, it's the Holy Spirit's job to reveal sins to the world, each and every one of them, including mine, including yours. And we're not talking about generic sins which apply equally to everyone. Not just the sins that everyone and their dog are willing to forgive. The Holy Spirit exposes every sin, including those sins that I would never, ever, ever tell you. Sins that if they were known would ruin you or ruin me. Sins that no one could ever forgive if they found out. In fact, it's so hard to think about this reality that death really doesn't seem so bad in comparison to having my personal sins known or yours. And yet these are the sins that the Holy Spirit puts the spotlight on so that no one can look away from them. And what does that mean for you and for me? That sin that I hide deep down, so deep that no one can see it or use it against me, that sin has completely grasped control of my life, and it has taken my life out of my hands. The sin that eats us in the darkness of our beds at night, the sin that brings us to tears when we're left alone, the sin that as long as it is tucked away, we remain safe, the sin the Holy Spirit reveals. This is the sin that will be brought to light, and soon everyone will see it. Are you feeling safe? Feeling happy? Feeling comfortable? Sure you want to go through this today? Who said anything about being safe, happy, or comfortable? This is not safe. It is ordered. It is disciplined for us. But you always have to remember that God is good. Because the Holy Spirit does not only expose sin, but righteousness as well. The righteousness that was never found in me or in you. It could never be found in me or you. Not with all the sins that plague my heart. That righteousness must come from outside of us. Just as it did for Bella in her baptism. Just as it did for these three youths in their baptism. Just as it was for you in your baptism. That is the righteousness that is won for you by Jesus on the cross, delivered by the Holy Spirit whom Jesus sent. But do not think that once you have passed off your sin, that you are now safe. The scandal of Christianity is that not that it's sometimes that its adherents do such horrible sins. The scandal is found in a sense that the founder, Jesus Christ, of Christianity is willing to die for those sins. And the world cannot fathom such love for them or for you. That forgiveness that covers every last deep, dark sin. Even the sin that I least want forgiven in someone else. The forgiveness that can make everyone right with God. Even the person that you think you cannot forgive, God in Christ Jesus has shed his blood for them. He has bestowed heaven on them as well. This is the job of the Holy Spirit. He reveals the worst in us to bring us to the knowledge of Jesus' life, purity, beauty, and holiness given to you. And Jesus, in giving this to us, is reckless in giving it to everyone. Forgiveness not just for the easy sins, but for the forgiveness of every single sin. No matter if it would make your parents blush, no matter if it would ruin your life, no matter how atrocious, no matter how devastating or wrong, no matter how many people you hurt with it, it is just that Jesus said to us today, all that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is why the Holy Spirit is called the Helper, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Paraclete, because he takes Jesus' life, death, resurrection, his forgiveness, his love, and his mercy, and he places it squarely in your lap, so much so that it overflows in your life. No matter what you've done or not done, no matter what anyone else has made you do, no matter what you have had to endure from the sins and the pain and suffering of others around you, no matter what happens when your sin is spiraling out of control, Christ Jesus' forgiveness is greater than all of it. And the Holy Spirit proclaims to you in absolution, in your baptism, and in this supper, and in the word itself spoken to you, you are forgiven. You are clean. You are made righteous and holy in his sight. These are good reasons to respect and fear our God, because our sins will be revealed in him, revealed even at times to the world, which will result as them shouting for our heads. And so we are never safe in our sin or in ourselves. But what is even scarier is that the world is taken care of by Jesus. God in Christ forgives every last sin. So many immense sins are covered by His love. And so it is, we are not safe, but we are given the goodness of God. And so it has been given to Bella today. And so Josh, Carolyn, and Lily, on this your confirmation day, take heart to what I say. This is no graduation. It's not the end. It's the beginning. You are not safe for what you confess today. The world will hate you on account of Jesus. But He loves you. He will protect you just as He does every last one of us here today. And He will guide you all the days of our lives. Because He tells you, take heart. I have overcome the world. It's not safe to be here today, but it is always good. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen.